Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your boy Lunch. My people, say love.
Yeah.
Blaze Rock, microphone master. Dub CNN, West Side, yeah. Nigga. You know how we do.
What?
Homeless. Huh? Focus on me,
yeah.
I got the locust homies,
yeah.
Niggas analyze, admire me and smoke this on me. You bogus homie,
yeah.
And you know this homie. Bitch come to my crib, dance and throw this on me. Bang, niggas know my name, H-O-M-E, niggas know my gang. Haters out there don't know my pain. All I really know is a nigga slang. I don't give a fuck, that's what's up. Dubs in it, look that up. Chillin' the cup, throwing it up. Nigga tell me you rollin' the what? Slow the faster,
yeah.
I'm a bastard,
yeah.
J Love and Blaze Rock, microphone masters. Every Monday, hip hop and interviews. Whack a pins tied up,
nigga.
Tennis shoes, I diminish you. I mean demolish you. I mean bits and pieces, nigga. Molecules. Get that money, that's all I do. Every little step I take like Bobby do. Selfless but not bother you, cause the flow is hot and true. Yeah, them niggas hide at you, cause the hoes wanna rock with you. Wow, they love my style, i.e. we so damn wow. J-Love, Blaze Rock, them niggas keep on holding me down. Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, them nigga Lunch, man. J-Love, Blaze Rock, microphone masters. Dub CNN, every Monday, he's going this out. Yeah. Go download that mixtape too. What's for Lunch?
And then we are in the business.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. That what you just heard was the first official drop. You know what I'm saying? That from our boy Lunch. So thank you, Lunch, for doing that. Lunch, the homie. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out Lunch. So we hope there's many more to come. Make sure you know, we'll give you all the stuff to run down to hit us up. But that was cool. Thanks, Lunch. So what'd you think about that, Blaze?
Man,
that's Blaze
tight.
Rock.
It was tight. You can't complain a bit, man. It's always good when people give us that attention and love that we need. You know what I'm saying?
I crave it. And if you didn't know, I'm J Love, and that's Blaze Rock, and this is Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com, man. So I'm looking forward to today's show, because we got some music that we're going to discuss a little bit, a couple topics that I wanted to bring up. But first, one of the things that we're going to be going into, first, right off the bat, there's this track. It's called Oh Yeah, featuring, it's Mr. Finley featuring Yellow Wolf. The track itself is cool. The beat, I'm feeling the beat a little bit. Mr. Finley, I can kind of take him or leave him. But the reason that this track stood out to me is because Yellow Wolf. Now, Yellow Wolf, for those of you know, he just signed to Shady, but he's been around for a little bit. He was on that, the Big Boy album that your DJ ain't no DJ, but he's been doing some stuff before then with the Trunk, I think the Trunk Music project.
Right.
And I'm kind of feeling him. I like his flow a little bit. I haven't heard everything that he's done, but like that Pop the Trunk song, I really like that one. I like his flow on the one with Big Boy. I like this one. So tell me, what do you think about Yellow Wolf? I'm feeling him. I kind of like his style a little bit.
I mean, I think it's crazy because, you know, I hear a lot of people have really jumped behind him, and that's cool and everything. And I mean, the dude is talented. Clearly, he clearly has fits. He has flow. I just can't really get into him though. I don't know what it is. I don't know if maybe he hasn't done that one song to draw me in yet. But I haven't. You know, I'm just really not that into his style. I haven't really been like blown away by him. And you know, but like I said, I can take that because the dude's clearly got it going on. You know what I'm saying? It's not one of those things where the media just pumped him up full of gasoline and all of a sudden everybody jumped on a bandwagon. He's actually a really talented dude. I'm just not that, you know, I'm just not really that into it. But anytime we can get more folks to spitting like he spits, it's always a plus.
Yes. I'm curious to see, because as I mentioned, I haven't listened to a whole project by him, so that's probably the right. next thing for me. He might be my De La Soul, so we might be on different
right.
sides of the
right.
on the spectrum. And by the way, man, I don't care. One of the in upcoming episodes, man, I'm gonna have to same way we did kind of an E-40 thing and some things. I might have to make you plug your ears.
I'm a boycott. I'm gonna just not show. Look, it's gonna be empty spaces. You're gonna be like, so Blaze, what's up? Well, you know what you think? All you're gonna hear is
crickets.
Man, straight up. I might have to. I might have to get somebody to sub in for me on that instance when we do the Daylight Souls tribute. I'm cool on that, ice cold.
Real quick, we gonna get into a couple tracks real quick. This one's called Oh Yeah, Mr. Finley featuring Yellow Wolf, and the next one, Constipation, and we gonna talk about that when we get back. Mm-hmm. Constipation, which is Black Hippie, which is one of those super group things. Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, Absol, Schoolboy Q. So this is Microphone Masters Radio on WCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Person, I have spoken for my city. We here going nowhere. Tell you I'm going nowhere. As long as I got that mic, I'ma ride that bitch and make them. Oh, yeah.
Here the hell I am. Where the fuck I go? When I step up in it, guarantee you been there. No, they say, yeah. Oh, yeah. They going, yeah. Fuck yeah. My nigga, ay, this is who I am. This is how I go. And every time I get up in that booth or rock a show, they going, yeah. Oh, yeah. They going, yeah.
black hippie came through to switch flavors. Wake and bake, no taters.
Pass me the ketchup, I homestyle fry em. You niggas better catch up, as swift as I am. I was born in Zion.
I defeated the lion, soul made of iron.
Yeah, soul made of iron.
Nah, nigga talking now, you can't fold when you're trying. Strive for triumph.
Survive by any means necessary, even if it means dying.
Fuck the world missionary. Yeah. Malcolm got popped. Yeah. Obama got in office and I'm still on the block. Yeah. Ain't shit changed. The grinding never stopped.
Shit, call it progress. And the reason why the chicks always falling on that.
Two niggas getting high.
Flying objects. Yes.
We got next now forever. The hippiest black interrogated by wow. Instrumentals that give me your riddle. Put the maze together and blaze.
Don't be afraid.
Hey.
See, this is how we do. We'll say I thought you knew, but that would not be true.
In fact, be cute.
You fags are through. And like all of your teachers thus far,
I'm passing you.
Ooh. Black hippie. Black hippie.
So.
Black hippie. Black hippie. Black hippie.
Please fix your face. We going up so much anticipation. We finish our donation.
Oh shit.
Constipation.
For bitches.
We finish our donation.
Bitches.
Constipation.
For bitches.
Activists.
Black hippie, rebel without a cause.
Full clip, left him stiff like a mannequin.
Hit him in his temple, left him at the Taj Mahal. What you on?
I'm on some other shit, feeling like I stepped off the mothership.
We sabotage the government. CIA gotta evacuate when we done.
State troopers will call off to shoot us a dead run. It's going down, I said.
Boogie down
Bronx.
In the black bro hound.
Bumping Biggie like
Pac ain't dead.
Two-time quarter 22.
I'm 22 and I rap like 20 zoos.
Straight animal.
Ace Ventura couldn't find no cure.
He's so raw, probably brought off the face of Hannibal.
Protein shakes, acid, and manure.
Damn.
Black hippie.
Black hippie.
Please fix your face, we going up so much anticipation. We finish our donation. Constipation. We finish our donation. Constipation.
And we are back. This is Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. So we just came back. That was Oh Yeah. And then Constipation, which is Black Hippie, Kendrick Lamar, J-Rock, Absol, Schoolboy Q. That song was, it was one of those things where I wanted to play to get your viewpoint on it. Because I was, some stuff that, you know, we play is on the set list and I'm really, really feeling that you might not be, and vice versa.
Right.
That one, sometimes Kendrick Lamar, sometimes I think he doesn't, he's one of those, he's my yellow wolf. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So in terms of, I could kind of take him or leave him in that way, because sometimes he just doesn't do it for me.
Well, I think the other thing that drives me crazy about Kendrick Lamar is dude has quite possibly the worst voice in hip hop. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it doesn't help that he's, you know, he's usually spitting some hardcore stuff, but he sounds like an adolescent. When he's spitting, and that drives me nuts, man. And I know that if you notice over the last few years, there's been a move to these lighter voices. They're not as imposing, not as threatening, not as aggressive. Even if they talk about I'll shoot your face off, blah blah blah, but because they have a lighter voice and it's a little higher, you know, that kind of thing. But with Kendrick Lamar, it's like no matter what, his voice kills any interest that I have in a track that he's on or a track that he does, and this is no exception. I just can't get with his voice. I know some people dig it. I just can't get with his voice. And I think that's what my biggest problem is with him, especially because his lyrics are on point. A lot of time he's spitting nice. His songs are cool. I just can't get past the voice.
And I do like J-Rock. It's kind of been like a long time coming. I think he's one of those victims of the way the industry changed, and then so the expectations changed, and he kind of got caught up in the whole...
Because you remember when Game got real hot for a minute, and then all of a sudden there was the resurgence of the West, which basically meant everybody was trying to come out with a gangster rapper. And then all of a sudden everybody went to the tight pants and nerds and geeks thing that's going on right now in hip hop. And I think he got caught up in the middle, but he didn't really rush it to try to fight against it. And I'm also glad that he did not try to all of a sudden make himself into one of these nerds and tight pants wearing skinny vest jerks. but speaking of which, that brings us to a point. You know, is selling out, which you would consider a sellout, because, you know, if your real style is one thing and then all of a sudden you start doing something else just because that's what's popular, to me, that's selling out. I mean, not just because you're famous, or, you know, just because a bunch of people buy your records, that's not a sellout to me. But
when you start
doing stuff simply because everyone else is doing it, and that's now what you do when you were previously something, that's selling out to me. That's where you're just following the leader. We're all supposed to be trendsetters. We're all supposed to be unique. You know, one of the things about hip hop and the underlying feeling about hip hop has always been that rebellious nature, you know, the rage against the machine, if you will. And when people start doing the opposite, which is, oh, you mean wearing dorky glasses and really tight pants and talking with a lisp is now the hot thing? Let me do that on my next record so I can sell a couple albums. And that's selling out. But now the question is, though.
Okay, yeah.
Is that really a bad thing, or are we just being too, hip hop about it?
I think it kind of it's weird because there's a history of that, obviously, with hip hop. You hear that a lot in certain, like in the rock genres and in the more of the grungy type of rock. Are you a sellout? That type of thing. But where it's particular to hip hop, it made me think of Lupe Fiasco,
right?
Because a lot of the things he's been doing as he's been promoting, and I think in a way he's almost been trying to poison his own project, so to speak, the labels, by the way he talks bad. Well, this project, I was forced to do this, that, and the other.
Right.
I was on a blog spot, and I read there was a fan of his that said, I'm really a big Lupe Fiasco fan. I listened to the album. I think it's okay, but I think he sold out to get this album put out. And it made me think, well, did he sell out or did he compromise? Is there a difference between this album will never come out unless I compromise a bit to do what the label wants me to do? Or did he go all the way to the left and say, I'm gonna just do whatever I can to put money in my pocket, be damned with what I feel is my artistic integrity.
See, and I think Lupe is a good example of how the situation is never as polar or as binary as we like to make it. Straight up, when you think, we don't always think about this, but Lupe had a number of top 10 singles over the course of his career. He's won a Grammy, he's had gold and platinum, you know, albums, etc. So I'm saying this is a guy who, for all intents and purposes, even in the piracy era, is selling records and selling songs and doing good music that a lot of people like. So then to have the business minds at the label decide, we need you to do this because this is popular, or we need you to do this because this is what we're supposed to do. And for him to then accommodate that to an extent, I think that's just a part of the business of music. And I think, you know, we have to remember that there's a business behind every beat, every kick, snare, and rhyme. But if you've listened to that album, and I challenge any of our listeners right now, if you've listened to the album, listen to what he's saying, although a lot of it's on some pop sellout type of beats. If you listen to, like, The Show Goes On, for example, he's really saying something. And I would trade somebody who's saying something on a pop beat for somebody who's saying nothing on a dope beat any day.
Yeah. And I think, and it's because if you are, you could be the dopest rapper in the world, and I'm going to put myself in this, not because I say I'm the dopest rapper in the world, but for my folks that from back when I used to live in San Jose, when we formed our first little group, it was called Shade. And I remember coming to practice, and I had this 32 bar freaking dope verse, and I spit it, and they said, all right, Jay, that's cool, but you know what? How about you cut that in half, and how about we could put a chorus in this thing to make it more palatable to the ear of the listener? Because I think it's about growing, finding that happy medium in some sense. Although I think there are artists that just go like for me. I could be wrong, but I think what's his name? You Spend Me Right, Flo Rida. Flo Rida, I think he's on that total other side of it, where I think I would put him more towards that sellout spectrum than
how do you determine who is a sellout and not just doing that music? Like, for example, when we did Cross Platform, right? Okay. That's not our normal music. However, how does someone who just is introduced to us know that that's not what we normally do? Now, here's my other thing, like we're using Flow Rida as an example. What else do we have of Flow Rida's to base that statement on?
Right, limited sample, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, everything I can remember the dude comes out with, he drops a couple pop records. On his album, he has a couple hood records. But overall, his albums and his music is just that. It's supposed to be super accessible. It's supposed to be, you know, somewhere, I guess you could call it under pop. You know, it's not all completely over the top, hey, let's make a dance record, but he's got enough on there also that isn't, so that it kind of makes a nice little bridge. But I mean, to me, when hip-hop artists, rock artists, etc., try to argue the point that somebody has sold out or not sold out, I think it's a circular argument that never gets answered, because there's no way to determine what is that person's style. Right. Because for all we know, their original stuff could have been the sellout. They could have just turned themselves into that so that they could get on. You know,
it could be maybe the, like, you to cut you off real quick, the reverse. Somebody who was real pop oriented, all of a sudden being a thug is the thing to do, and they go the other way.
Right.
Yeah, so I see your point.
I don't think we don't address it that way. We always say, okay, oh, they got popular, started doing pop music. Oh, now they sold out. Whereas a lot of time, I think some of these dudes go in, you know, they in the studio making pop records as it is, and then somebody tells them, hey, man, the only way you're going to get people's attention is if you get that thug in, you know, you got to throw some gangsta smoke and stuff, you know, I don't know. So that's why I'm saying, you know, we'll never know, and I think arguing that point will always be in that situation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, I like that. So, real quick, so this is something we can chime in with us and let us know what you think as well. But we're going to get into a couple songs real quick. This one, the first one is called I'm a Poet by a dude that we know. His name is Rock, featuring DJ M2 on the ones and twos on it.
Hey, I'm out to plug myself. I mixed and engineered and, you know, and executive produced that project. So I just get the Yeah,
you got to check that out. Yes. Rock, R-O-K is what he goes by.
Indeed.
So, and then Sabado Gigante, which is Sean Price, a cool little remix, a cool interpolation of an old school classic type of thing. Right, You Will Respect Me by Rock. This is, we going in the rocks and everything, but Rock from Sean Price's group mate in Helter Skelter, featuring Smooth the Hustler and Gap Murder. So we're going to go into those real quick. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Indeed.
What if you had to tell someone the most important thing in the world, but you knew they'd never believe you?
You see, it's the way that I choose to paint, vividly with metaphors and similes, nouns and pronouns, verbs and adverbs, orchestrated phrases, the kind of phrases that leave you dangling. All of this due to the fact that I am one simple thing. I'm a poet. Yes, my mind coupled with my eyes line of sight chooses to see things in a totally different light. So when I gaze upon the night sky, I see more than the moon. I see angels that are keeping the natural balance of life. And I see the eyes of lost loved ones reincarnated as the stars in the sky. Because with a mind state like mine, at times I need all the company that I can get. I'm a poet. I choose to let my pen do the talking, because it comes from my heart, and my foundation is built upon these words, and there's so much behind them. You see, I'm never alone when I'm with my pen, and I would never sell myself out just to make some ends, because this gift is more precious than anything I've ever been given, and it's something I could only pray gets passed along to my children. I'm a poet. Sometimes I like to flip the script and take a leap off into the deep end. So don't be surprised to see me walking down the street with a stone cold look on my face. That's Mount Everest, impressive. And it's at times like this, I choose to write with an ink pen derived from a cobra's fang that I ripped off to add to my collection. So let it be known that yes, I do write with venom. Unfortunately, there are times when I'm crippled by thoughts of my own relevance, only to be counteracted by knowing that there are those whom are soothed by my presence. For the record, to be me, you have to understand one simple thing. I'm a poet. I write with the hope of saving lives, and I write with the hope of stopping crying eyes, and because as a poet, these are more than just lines. This is life. Our life. My life. Your life. And all of this will live much longer than me. So in reality, a poet like me will never leave. I'm a poet. Each day I learn more and more of what it is to be human, because all that I do is fueled by pure emotion, whether it be anger, sadness, depression. My mood's gonna dictate how I pour my soul out to the masses. So as long as I'm breathing, I will never be silent. And for me, that's all I gotta know so I can get by. Because I am plain and simply nothing more than one simple thing. I'm a poet.
Series.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck about none of that shit.
Fuck out of here.
You know what I mean?
Brew.
Sabe lo grande.
Brew.
Let's do it. Hey, yo. What's a gorilla? An animal that's ill. I'm like a thug with bloods coming out the veil. Still chill with the Crips and shit. Talk shit, then I split your lip. What the fuck is you on? You better stop fucking with Sean before I knock on your door and shut up your mom. Old bitch, tell your son your man Sean was here. Karate move, sad palm or rear. Disrespectful dude. Bus get disconnected, dude. Leave a mess, disinfect the room. Boom, win. God made me, he broke the mold. Set that shit on fire, flush it down the commode. This a freestyle, nigga. I punch flies out of your face. A green mouth, nigga. Sean Price. Salvador y Grande. Use a chain snatcher. I'm Carlito Brigante.
I know we're doing everything that we want to. Meanwhile, are we losing? Because we won't let go. And yeah.
Simple as that, so I got no problem going back.
No,
but you will, but you will, but you will.
I'ma tell you like a nigga told me. Cash rules everything around me. I tell you something else, niggas is fake. I know you heard it before, I'ma bring you up to date. Get money, stupid niggas bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in a hurry to make. Plus we stay blicked up, bulletproof, fizzy duck. Pyromaniac, you run sticky up. Cranium pop niggas, one shot drop niggas. Straight on block rock niggas. I ain't go Hollywood, even though they say I should. I got no problem going back to the hood. My mind stay focused on my money and my fam. Flip 1,000 grams and split up all the grams. Ruby low smoke, I'm doing good, I ain't hurting. Fuck what you're saying, one thing's for certain.
But you will respect me, simple as that. Or I got
okay.
No problem going back.
No.
But you will,
yeah, motor.
But you will,
I'm
but
back.
You will,
yeah.
But you will respect me,
New
simple
Gat
as that.
City.
Or I got no problem going back. But you will,
yeah.
But you will.
Yo, you ain't gotta like me, nigga, but please believe you gon' respect my shit or get bust down in a white knee. You the type to get disrespected on your own block. Get you a hawk, cop you a chrome block. Me, I keep the sig for the hatred with cop killers. that'll leave a pig in the blanket. Duck down when I duck rounds, I ain't one for the fly talk. Shots fired, me and damn, that's what I talk. Get humble with a number of sketch, you ain't gonna do shit. But mumble under your breath, ran from get. Then you stumble, detect, boot camp click, gone click game, on deck. Respect my authority, cause if you bring me out of my character, my caliber, slaughter guys, violate, better nigga bleed. Cocksucker, just R-E-S-P-E-C-T me, you can hate,
but you will respect me, simple as that, or I got no problem going back. But you will, but you will, but you will. But you will respect me, simple as that, or I got no problem going back. But you will, but you will, but you will.
The hustler, don't get it confused. Yeah. They all rough copies, the original is smooth. I PK it all day, it's a rule. And since you freeway it, we'll make you a mule. Cool? I heard you saying you spit sick, well get the spit. You giving niggas migraines with this rendition. Heard mockery's the best form of flattery. Well flat out, don't flatter yourself, it's business. I don't know who you faced before, but face to face with me, face to be, you be facing the floor. Face in the dirt, face full of bullets, the nose of the barrel, rows of dough in your face for the bullshit. Earn what respect? I burnt up the set, turned it up a step. Now you gotta earn what I left. Tech tote the gat tote the tech. And smooth tote both when I close the set. Hold your head.
But you will respect me, simple as that. Or I got no problem going back.
No problemo.
But you will, but you will.
Yeah, you don't respect you me, nigga.
But you will respect me, simple as that. Or I got no problem going back.
No, sir.
But you will, but you will, but you will.
If I feel you don't respect me, I gotta do something to make you. Ivan Draco, I must break you. Try to hustle me and you ain't smooth, ain't cool, you ain't fool. Have me swing through and flame you. I'm saying you don't like me, don't say shit to me. I don't like y'all either, always wanting shit for free. We used to be cool, huh? That was different, see? Now when you approach me, guns get you quick and free. Slow down, homie, you don't really know me. You know we don't know you either. You're probably with the police. Lieutenant patrol ass snitch. You ain't a pig, you pull my product. Ain't that a bitch? Recognize and respect mine. Respectinize or scatter fly. Every time you would petrify. Dead or alive, either stiff or scared. Understand me? Am I crystal clear? I don't give a fuck if you love me.
But you will respect me. Simple as that. Or I got no problem going back
to the gats.
But you will. But you will, but you will, but you will respect
yes,
me,
Arifa.
Simple as that.
Smoother hustler,
oh,
monster,
no
man, rock.
Going back.
Smokey like AKA my will, brother Tech,
but
and
you
the homie
will,
Gap Murder.
But you will,
that'll serve you.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. Now, I must say, now I know we know the dude, and I know that you executive produced that project, but the I'm a Poet song, I think... That is oftentimes when people think of spoken word, they always have this one, they always have this certain image that pops into mind, snapping in a dark, in a dimly lit nightclub.
It's interesting. The people must drop my lines. Let's go. It's Microphone Masters. I'm Blaze Rock. He's J Love. And... you better know.
Yeah. So I think Rock did, and I think you did a great job of kind of guiding Rock in that way to really put a project together that is really cohesive and it doesn't drag and it really gets his personality out and I think sheds a good light on spoken word.
Real quick, I think I'm always a big person, and listeners out there, you'll understand. I'm always a big person to give credit to the producers, the Council Productions that put in all the beautiful soundscape that's behind that project. They also had a significant share in making sure that the sound is something that doesn't drag. It's something that people can really get into, because the lyrics, you know, we've gotten away from lyrics. We talk about lyrics all the time. We talk about wordplay, etc. But I think in a lot of hip hop now, we've kind of gotten away from even paying attention to what the rappers are saying, you know. And I'm not saying that, you know, that people aren't saying anything. A lot of MCs right now are saying some incredible stuff. I'm just saying that, you know, with spoken word, we get so used to it just being offbeat. We get so used to it just being wherever, and they just kind of doing what it. And I've had a lot of people say, you know, spoken word is offbeat hip hop, you know, or offbeat rap, I should say. So, you know, so it's good when you, you know, you give credit to the people who were there. And I think I would love to see a lot more projects that come out that are sort of in that vein, where it is just kind of poet, you know, some poetry, some spoken word, you know, with beautiful soundscapes and dope beats and et cetera, and throwing a few rappers here and there, because it's something that we aren't touching on. We're doing way too much stuff that's the same. That would be a perfect opportunity to do something new right there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it comes, projects like that, a lot of times, because the backdrop, the musical backdrop, as with anything, I think it really makes a difference. I mean, absolutely. Because, and this is funny, because when Rock listens to this, when we talk about Nas, because that's Rock, that's one of his favorite artists, and he is so often one of the biggest knocks on Nas is that his production, his backdrop isn't as good as it should be. So it makes you, maybe they think that one of the theories is that it, because to put more focus on his lyrics. But if you can get more of that balance, have more of the hard hitting, especially just to keep that listener involved, I think that goes a long way.
I agree 100%. And that's always been my biggest complaint with Nas, is that it's just sometimes you feel like, okay, if you'd have threw this verse on a really dope beat, it would have been altogether incredible, except that you didn't. But you're right, I agree, you know, that there's a lot that needs to be put together to find balance. And balance is something that, you know, I think music in general, society in general right now is missing altogether. But, you know, and that is important, because we always start to wonder sometimes about reality. You know, a lot of time MCs are saying, you know, I'm real. Everything I say on the record, that's real. You know, when I said I chopped dude head off, I got his head on my mantle, son. I went to a taxidermist and got it done. Or, no, not a taxidermist. No, but, I mean, we're so used to that, trying to say, oh, he's real. He really did things in the streets. But now we're getting to a point where it doesn't, I feel like, me personally, I don't feel like it matters. I think we're getting to a point where people have to accept that these dudes are all actors. They're entertainers, and I don't mean actors like calling somebody a sissy. I mean they're actors, as in they are entertaining, they're taking on a persona, no different than Al Pacino did not go and you know, and shoot up a block, and Ice Cube did not go and return fire when Morris Chestnut got shot. You know, they're all actors, they're entertainers, and they're supposed to be presenting a character, and you're supposed to be able to differentiate the character from the person. For whatever reason, hip-hop is different, you know? An actor can be, you know, an actress, for example, can be a porn star on a movie. And when she finishes the movie, everyone's lauding her for her acting, et cetera. And, you know, she can separate herself from the role. Whereas hip-hop artists don't get that option. They are automatically believed or expected to be exactly what they are, which I think contributes to the whole hip-hop police thing, and, you know, how all these rappers end up getting arrested because they then try to do what they talked about in the record. So I just wonder, is it, you know, does it matter, or is it beneficial? I mean, is it just, again, growing pains of hip-hop?
I think it's funny that you mentioned that, because there's always that certain point. Like, I remember I spoke for WCNN.com. I spoke to Spice One a little over a year ago, about a year and a half ago. And so one of the things, he was caught up in the rhymes that he was writing, and having been from that life and having to always be on. Having to always be that way when people came across him, and that led to him kind of catching gunfire.
Right.
And so when you think of it, like it, you think of, say, Napoleon Dynamite is one of my favorite movies. And that dude, John Heder,
yeah.
He will always be Napoleon Dynamite.
Right.
And so sometimes you get typecast in that way, and it happens, you never know, because the role was so powerful or comedic, whatever the case may be. And I think in hip-hop that is definitely the case. We want to believe for some reason that 50 Cent is going to go out and he's going to kill you, even though we know he has so many zeros in his bank account that it's ridiculous.
Right.
And he won't go out and do that. So I think there's been a little bit of a shift there, because years prior, if the Rick Ross, when the Rick Ross thing, where he was a correctional officer and that came out, and 50 was really trying to end his career by bringing light to that fact. And it didn't work because, if anything, he's just as popular as he was before, if not just a little bit more, just because maybe he tried to zero in and have even greater effort or whatever the case may be. But I think nowadays, folks are really trying to just, is it good music that you're doing, man? Because that's what I want to focus on. And that's how the iTunes and that's how all these ringtones get sold, because they just want you to give them good music.
Absolutely. No, I agree 100%, dude. I agree 100%.
So, yeah, I think it's interesting. We'll see, as especially when you have some artists, depending on how they try to come out to be so hard, and folks kind of see right through it. I came across an article just recently about whether hip-hop, whether prison time will positively affect record sales these days, and when folks are trying to really go, yo, I really did this. You can check my rap sheet. And I don't think people really care. They say, well, we want to check your raps when your 16 bars drop. That's what
right,
we care about.
Right.
Cool. So we're going to get into some other songs real quick. This one is by a dude, Mr. Miranda, from out here in the Southwest, in Arizona, where we chilling at. It's called Lost Direction. Also, another one, it's by Mickey Fax, feature Marsha Ambrosius, called For the Culture. So we're going to get into those two tracks to come right back. This is Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Yeah.
The city, it seems, false hope running around, trying to give me a dream. I aim low, my state can't get no higher. Things slow, jobless, can't get no higher. Opportunity comes like once in a blue moon. 40 sipping, no champagne, not even blue moon. Everybody I see living seems to be better. It's a cold world, so why am I wearing a sheep sweater? I'm just trying to adapt, make things right. Stuck on the dark side, trying to make things bright. And depression's a rush that leaves your ass in shock. And it's weird how it's sad to be a laughing stock. Set goals to try to collect though, but things ain't really in my favor. Can I ask a favor? Can I have a little bit of money to eat? I'm so hungry, I'm weak, looking at dummies that speak. I'm just trying to get my life on track, but in the meantime, I'ma put my life on tracks. Recite those raps and get it going from beginning to end. And can't wait to see the day that I'll be winning again. Yeah, go and put yourself first, they gon' call you selfish. And so I'm trying not to be up on that selfish. All I'm trying to do is see success, like every other person out trying to be the best. Life gets hard and the score is through, but can't quit, you got so much more to do. Start feeling like everybody's bored with you. Sidestorm is still ignored of you. It's that lost direction. Living life one day at a time, working hard, searching for new ways to grind. High hopes just seem to be a waste of time. Blindsided to the ray of the shine. It's that lost direction. Bills keep stacking and the chills be smacking my body. Look at the way it's so reacting. I'm trying to find a solution. Mind full of pollution. Tragedy seeks, it's the blind to the confusion. But gotta keep going, cause somehow things are gonna turn around for me. Searching for the glory, figure if I write it all down. Even when I'm not around, at least the world will hear my story. And stress has been a friend of mine since 89. Begging God to just please let his baby shine. Maybe I'm in the right boat, wrong water. And even though I'm okay now, the song's harder. If I go and tell you how my past was dealt, looking in the mirror, waiting for that mask to melt. A lot of people tend to walk around with a smile, cause it seems to hide up on the inside. And they got that thin pride, so they refuse to walk around like they just caught an L, thinking hopefully well we'll get a wind slide. And nowadays destiny is something taken with your own hands. Make your own plans, create your own land, and your light will shine. Get up at the dark, still got some light to find. Yeah, but you'll be alright, you got a bright future. Just keep your vest on, don't ever let life shoot you. Life gets hard and the score is through, but can't quit, you got so much more to do. Start feeling like everybody's bored with you. Sidestorm is still ignored of you. It's that lost direction. Living life one day at a time, working hard, searching for new ways to grind. High hopes just seem to be a waste of time. Blindsided to the ray of the shine. It's that lost direction.
For the culture, for the grind. still ain't trying to wake up. I used to read Billboard magazine. Now I'm on page one. I turned a good chance to a great one. So let's have a good dance to the bass drum. I still give love where I came from. If you think I'm in Hollywood, take one. LA sun, New York nights. Different cities, same party, it's alright. Short days, long nights. We showing love that the drinks pour right. I'll die for the love of it. Please fill my cup to the top, not some of it. From the Bay to the LES, this is our lifestyle, so we do it to the death. Dog for me, girls get the pink stuff. Never rewind how we used to live. I'm gonna remind you what the future is. Lights, camera, action. Tonight's filled with magic. I'm living the movie, pick a scene. I got my eyes open, I'm in the dream. Cruising down the block, you can feel the breeze. Windows down, baby, I'm feeling clean. Hard work, got a brother here. So we do this like every day's another year. Ball drop, the cork pop. Take a chance with me and we can all rock. I'm Durant from three, that's a sure shot. Cause I do this for the culture, off top. We celebrate just for grinding hard. It's all work cause this is my kind of job. I'm looking at the finish line and it's kind of far. That ain't nothing to a shining star.
Do it for the culture, for the grind, for the hustlers.
Dog for me, girls get the pink stuff. Never rewind how we used to live. I'm gonna remind you what the future is. And that's exactly what I'm here for. Sprinkling my diamond dust all over your earpods. I just took off, I'm at the airport. So see me when you see me, cheer for me. I wanna hear claps, screams, encore. I wanna hear that. So when the brother land had a carpet ready, I got my shades on. Go ahead, toss confetti. Me, me, me.
Celebrate,
drinks up. Dog for me, girls get the pink stuff. Never rewind how we used to live. I'm gonna remind you what the future is.
Yeah, I do it for the love, the life. It's the life I'm living. I'ma keep on winning this time.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. So, So that we just came back, Lost Direction, and then For the Culture. So I like those two joints. So real positive joints.
I agree.
In that way.
I agree.
So speaking of positivity, this is just kind of a random thought from me, Mr. Blaze Rock.
There is no positivity in a random thought.
Man, all right, now we know Tupac did Dear Mama, and then we hear Jay-Z might rap about my mom. She tried, just not Jay-Z, but artists in general, how their moms just bent over backwards to do so many things to help provide for them just to try to make the ends meet and all that. And I know that a lot of, especially in African-American culture, unfortunately, and it's not just African-Americans, but it's highlighted because hip-hop is, that's
primarily minority, right?
But you never hear anything about, my dad worked hard. My father, he was an educated man, and he went out and did great things for the family, or he tried to do his best and all this. You always hear the negative things about fathers. Now, we are both fathers. And I know I don't consider myself to be the greatest dad in the world, but I've bent over backwards to do things for my children, and I know you do the same.
Absolutely.
And it makes me wonder, why aren't there more songs about fathers in hip-hop? Because you know some of these artists have fathers that have been there, and is it just not cool to talk about it because it's just not, it's
I was
not
just
popular?
Gonna, I was just going to say, I think it's because it's not the norm of what people determine that hip-hop is supposed to be. I mean, you hear all these artists, you know, they're talking about, oh, my mom's this, my dad left, blah, blah, blah. And I think it presents a certain plight that they want people to see them as having had to deal with. And I don't know why. And I don't think anybody knows why, you know. And the only time you really hear about a father is on some negative stuff, you know. But I think, you know, in some ways, hip-hop is always going to be a mirror of the society that surrounds it. You know, and by and large, you have people who feel that way. You know, so I was thinking about, I have a tendency to listen to all kinds of hip-hop. And I was listening to that DJ Khaled, Welcome to My Hood, with yeah. Rick Ross. It's Rick Ross, T-Pain, Lil Wayne, Plaz, yeah, him on there. And he said something on there, and it caught my attention because he said, you know, some people, blah blah blah, so many people, you know, is on their way to court, some, you know, some doing bids, blah blah blah, they either on their way to court or they on child support. And I thought to myself, how in the hell do you connect child support with jail and court, huh?
Right.
I understand they rhyme, but what I'm saying is it gives that connotation, like being on child support is like being in jail. Or like right. being on child support is like being, you know, on your way, you know, on your way to do a bid or something of that sort. And I felt like, although that may not even been what he meant, but the connotation that I got from it made me feel like, wow, that is really how we feel about, you know, about children and fathers. Because it's not my girl is on child support or my home girl is on child support. It is my dudes are on child support. You know, so it's like, we don't put enough emphasis on the relationship between the fathers and their sons. We don't put enough emphasis on the importance of the father to the sons and to the daughters as well. It's not just to the sons, but you know, it's kind of depressing, you know, that we do that or that we have that. But I don't think any of us really have an answer, and I don't think that there is an answer that is not rooted within the ills of our society.
So one of the things that we like to do is to make you think, and we want you to let us know what you think. Make sure you hit us up. You can follow us on Twitter, Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. You know, you can send us the email at MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. And, you know, you can hit up the forums and let us know what you think. And I know since you're supporting this show, you got to be supporting WCNN Radio that comes out every Friday with J-Double doing his thing. So you know how that goes. It's WCNN. And you know how we get down. So we're going to get into a couple songs real quick. You know, we're going to bring you that Black Fact next. But Hustler's Theme by Da Vinci. Bass for Your Face by Lil B with Gene Gray and Fonte. So we're gonna be right back. It's Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Let's go.
So that Jonesy motherfucker that just ran out of here, that's my clientele. This here is 100 a pop. Only niggas with real dough fuck with this. I just made enough dough to bake biscuits for the projects, nigga. Try to quit 800 one day. That's real money right there.
They say the apple never really fall far from the tree, and the shells never fall far from the magazine. He went to jail when I was only 6. That's when I really learned that blood and cash flow would probably never mix. I never tripped, but like I still needed fixing. I was thinking video games and fresh kicks in. It started bullshitting, still remain cool, but anybody want a problem, you will get it. I ensure this. More chips will make a player hater more sick. Got niggas wildin' like that Menace corner store lick. And they gon' come and try to old dog and cane you, but they don't care if you ain't do it, they gon' blame you. Ain't wonder why we gotta fuck the world attitude and gratitude for cash on them avenues and mad at you. But still loyal, honor amongst thieves. You're now tuned to the Hustler's Theme, the Hustler's Theme. Number one, laced up much smarter than average. Number two, grind hard till I'm finally established. Number three, play it smart, pay your lawyers and taxes. Other cash, we just stash in a mattress. Cause all my niggas, what? Work hard, stack paper, get paid. Oh God, fuck bitches, get laid. Meatloaf for 100, keep them stuffed in our jeans. You're now tuned to the Hustler's Theme, the Hustler's Theme. Yo, the stocks is crashing, blocks is clashing, crooked ass cops harassing. Stop and ask yourself, how you getting money in the middle of a war? It's easy, believe me, Bush showed us before. That's when I had a 44, a hatchback Ford, and a couple thousand worth of 10s and 20s in the drawer. Now I'm about to get my raps to pop, and I ain't about to change my raps to pop. It's all real shit. I'm underground like Fraggle Rock, concealed with banana clips. Take one slip and I'ma peel this. Still stick to the script that I believe in. Now my pockets poke out like double D cleavage. Turf economist, I'm trying to get at least 6 numbers after the first comma. Derek Jeter chips. I don't need a bitch, my hustle is my lady. You're trying to get to my heart, then pay me. The hustle is big. Number one, laced up much smarter than average. Number two, grind hard till I'm finally established. Number three, play it smart, pay your lawyers
and taxes. Other cash we just stash in a mattress.
Cause all my niggas what? Work hard, stack paper, get paid.
Get paid.
Oh God, fuck bitches, get laid.
Meatloaf for honey, keep them stuffed in our jeans. You're now tuned to the Hustler's theme. The Hustler's theme.
Typical rappers that was defined by the struggle. Metro phones got pictures of my partners that died. People like me cried. A whirlwind came from drugs and guns. Used to call them cocaine numb. Niggas killers drive by the AK-47. Took them little kids' lives. All these young niggas, it's like a movie. Putting dots on this shirt. Talking about Coogee. This is change.
Yes.
Please excuse me. I rep Bass World, nigga. Please don't lose me, Lil B. Real complex rap.
Yeah,
I just speak. You connect the dots.
All day.
Real.
All day.
Lil B.
Hey,
Knife, I'm gonna need you to drop this real fast.
I'm a rebel rouser. The other rebels that crowd around her. Two rebel levels are leveled up into several thousands. Records houser like Africa, read the Jungle Brothers. This is for townships, backpackers, and seasoned lovers of music. Lil B's in love with the music. So lead the brother to use it. Lead the public to new shit. See the puppets ain't do it. You keeping up what they viewing. You see the numbers they doing. We feeding us. The three of us. Plus nine. More than Kanye Cuff Dykes or Cuff Mikes. Hey. It's my nigga Fonte. Face God, dig above. Above the boundaries of music, the counterculture groove it. The kind of combination got you puzzled, culking, cooners.
Hey,
we do what we like, so hit the comment section. Do this for life. So what we got in common? Resurrection.
We're trying to bring everything back, man. Everything. And that includes
SWAT. Remember times I was struggling off my mindset. Remember the time will fly like a caterpillar. Graduate, I ain't even know that I shoulda. Sometimes I don't hate money, I know I coulda. Now I'm about to give back to the people more than ever. Living like now or never. See talented people get distracted by the outside hate. Life turn into appetizers. And I tell my niggas, be a man of your word. I be faking, bottom, fuck it, sleeping, swat. Watch you sleep, cause them suckers will trick ya. Thinking about niggas, swat. Yeah, don't change for nothing, I go back. Niggas still swing J's and suffering. I'm moving up in the world, getting humble as well. Stupid motherfuckers can't tell this real B, yeah. Yeah, slow,
hey,
slow B.
It's no tickle, no tickle, no tickle, no tickle.
Yeah.
And look to be the bass God.
What's up?
Thank you, bass God. We gonna make a mad on this one, my nigga. With Ninth Wonder.
What up?
Ninth Wonder on the beat. And nigga, I cut your shit in half, cause I ain't feel like waiting. I'm back on my shit, pa. Back on my incline. Fontigga raising the benchmark. The young lions gave me a kickstart. So here it is, pyramid scheming on y'all niggas like Quickstar. The drug test flow got you pissed off. So many say the game is contaminated. You niggas is animated, meaning you not real fake nigga. You Pixar, a short story, Toy Story 3 where the kids are. Now we have liftoff, so I'ma just stay firing. Fontigga low, stay flying. Y'all wanna be niggas, stay trying. But God is my God, don't be ashamed. Swallow your pride just like a gay lion. Roar, came back for a taste. Lil B fine, took a back on the case. Feeling like G-Money in my space. They ain't come back for the cocaine. They came back for the bass.
Yeah. Shouts out to everybody that's been holding me down.
Got my Jimmy Wax every day last week. Several times a day.
All day.
All day.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DoveCNN.com. Jean Grey, what do you think about her as an artist? Because we just came with the second, the song you just heard, that was Bass for Your Face, and it had Jean Grey on there. What do you think of her as an artist? I think she's cool. She reminds me a little bit of Bahamadia, if anybody remembers Bahamadia. Yeah,
but you not know, as ugly. Bahamadia was a dude. Bahamadia was a dude. I am definitely sold on that fact. I don't care what nobody says. Bahamadia come on the track. You be like, whoa, who's that dude? You be like, nah, that's Bahamadia, son. You be like, oh. I'm not, yeah. I mean, she does remind me of that, but Jean Grey is nice. But my thing with Jean Grey, I think, and maybe it's unfair, but a couple years ago, you know, I was on Twitter, and I was following her. And I don't know, she just came off whiny. And it aggravated the mess. It aggravated me so much that I, one, unfollowed her ass. And two, I haven't listened to a song by her since until this track that she happens to be on. And I think she just got lucky on this because it was Fonte on it, Ninth Wonder beat with the bass god Lil B. Now, speaking of which, if that ain't selling out, I don't know what is. Because okay, so you know. Ninth Wonder, I should say Little Brother in its former capacity, and more specifically Fonte, always has a way of uniting things that are hip-hop, making sure that the annals of what is hip-hop are being restored and edited as quickly as possible. But Little B, dude, really? Like, I mean, man, I'm going to say right now, we be cooking at the house, right? You know, we be cooking. That mess is hilarious. You know, watch me wonton soup, eat that wonton soup. All right. Dude is hilarious to me. I mean, I'm not like everybody else. I don't hate on dude or whatever. But it's like when he is on a song with people who actually do this thing, you know, in an artistic capacity, that's where you start showing, it's feeling like, okay, this dude is 100% gimmick.
Right.
And how can someone not say that is also considered selling out? Because no, he didn't come out just as weird as that. Because when he was on with the pack, he didn't sound as weird. He was weird, but how do we know that that's not selling out? How do we know that they're not going for that simply because weird is what's in right now?
Right.
At any rate, I don't like that song either because that beat was about, man, that beat was a snooze fest. Straight ambient, homie. I mean, come on. And I'm a fan of Ninth Wonder, yo, usually, man. I was talking to a couple people today. Matter of fact, shout out to Rock, shout out to Judgment, Flip, and Cisco. But we were talking about that track. And we were talking about just how, like, dull that beat is. And it makes the whole song awfully dull, you know? I expected more out of the song. I expected more out of Lil B. You know, I wanted Bass God to start cooking on the Ninth Wonder track, but didn't happen. So
yeah, I think I picked that one just to talk about Jean Grey a little bit. So yeah, because it's.
Oh, I know, and I just noticed. I jumped all off Jean Grey. I can't help it for whatever reason. Like I said, that experience of her on Twitter really turned me off from her.
I hear you.
And it was like constantly complaining and whining and saying how terrible it is and this and y'all, and oh, y'all don't listen to me, and oh, I'm gonna murk my Twitter page and all this stuff. It's like, you know what, homie? Sit down, shut up, don't come back. And I'm just like, that experience is the perfect example of how social media can kill a fan. Because I've been a fan of her for some years now. Since way back when her first actual release on Baby Grand. And so for her, so to then experience her in her reality glory, if you will, I was just like, you know what, you're a douchebag. Man, you're out of here, dude. And I thought to myself, it has nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman, but also everything to do with the fact that she's a woman. Because you know what? No man likes a whiny, complaining woman. And I really don't like whiny, complaining rappers.
I think you bring it, but when you get to peek behind the curtain, that person that you think is so super lyrical and dope might just be real, real boring.
And real whack.
Or real, real whiny.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Real quick, I'm about to bring you this Black Fact. Now, this one will get you thinking for sure. Now, this is the Plessy v. Ferguson.
Plessy Ferguson.
Yes. So, now, just to give you a little bit of insight, Plessy, black man, attempted to sit in an all-white railroad car. So I'm kind of reading you kind of the thumbnail sketch of it. So after refusing to sit in the black railway carriage car, Plessy, he was arrested for violating an 1890 Louisiana statute that provided for segregated, separate but equal railroad accommodations. And so those using facilities not designated for their race were criminally liable under the statute. So Plessy, he filed a petition for writs of prohibition of segregation stigmatized, saying that segregation stigmatized blacks and stamped them with a badge of inferiority in violation of the 13th and 14th Amendments. And the court found for Ferguson in this case. And so one of the things is, and what they said was that it was that the separate but equal was upheld. And so this, so when you think about this, I want to sit in a certain section of a bus, a car, go and drink out of a fountain, whatever the case may be. At one time in this country, that was not allowed. And this case was later overruled by the Brown versus Board of Education when Justice Warren wrote that the opinion for a unanimous court holding that separate facilities which segregate based on race are inherently unequal. But up until that Brown versus the Board of Education, that was upheld.
Right.
And so it was legal to be separate. So you think it's separate but equal. Separate, but we have, but the conditions that we have, the facilities that we have are far inferior, but we're supposed to be equal. So right. Think about that real quick. Think right. About it. So we're gonna go into a song real quick. It's called On My Level with Wiz Khalifa. Then we're gonna come in and give our shout outs. But so this is Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. This is On My Level with Wiz Khalifa.
Yes, sir.
Say, Jim. It's the champagne pouring, big rolling, Bombay sipping, no smoking, bad bitch getting thick, and she got some friends with her. I take them out, pour shots of liquor, drinking out the bottle, smiling in all my pictures. The marijuana loud, so them hoes follow like Twitter. You know everything, Taylor. Don't rush to the bar, fool, if you ain't got no paper. That's the rules. High as fuck, sloppy drunk when I'm passing through. Rolling doobies up, yo, who we pass them to? Hit the club, spend this money up. Roll another one, drink, act a fool. That's what
see,
I have to do.
Champagne all night. Don't worry about a damn thing.
Engine motor roaring when I'm back out the garage. Gin got me drunk as f- stumbling out the bar. Plus I'm struggling trying to find the keys to my car, cause I be going hard. Roll the camera, life just like a movie, I'm the star. Wish you was in my position, you too broke to play the part. Of course, I keep some bad women with me in the bag, sipping rosé with some hash twisting. All about a dollar, my team and the cash getting. Straight out of the burger, we drink and we smash. So when I say I'm ballin', that don't mean that I'm playing, man. All my diamonds talking, you can see what they saying, man.
See, I've been drinking champagne all night.
Freaks, I ain't yawning. I'm wide awake. We ain't eating and we ain't sleeping. This just so high, man. We ain't even speaking. We just freaking. You rolling with Short Dog, baby. She was high on that pill, so I fucked your lady. Come to my house, I give them everything they want. I might not do it, but I give it to you, woman. Rockin' two freaky friends, and it's a Wednesday night. This ain't
see,
the weekend.
See, I've been drinking champagne all night. Never worry about a damn thing. When y'all might hold me, I'm on my level. Yeah, 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 take one shot to the brain.
swear I'm on my level.
Can get smashed out.
My nigga, I swear I'm on my level.
Man, I'm high as fuck.
Man, I swear I'm on my level.
Man, I'm sloppy drunk.
Man, I swear I'm on my level.
I'm gonna pass out.
Man, I swear I'm on my level.
Can get smashed out.
My nigga, I swear I'm on my level.
See, I've been drinking champagne
all night, never worried about a damn thing. And y'all might.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. I had a good time. I think if anything, I learned today that that Blaze Rock is trying to withhold judgment on Yellow Wolf. So I think the jury's still out for you, man.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something else though. That On My Level with Wiz Khalifa joint right there. I like that beat hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that
beat is mean. But then part of me is like, man, you couldn't bring it better than that, dog. I mean, I didn't need no off the top. I didn't need no Royce the 5'9 on it. I didn't need Crooked Eye or Joe Budden or Joel Ortiz level of, you know, lyricism on it. I just needed a little something more than that. Because I kept feeling like, come on, dog. You're going to bring your dog. But it didn't happen. But I like that song. No, I'm not gonna completely hate. Sometimes you got to eat, you know. You gotta eat the easy stuff. It ain't always gotta be super duper fresh and easy. But yo man, I've had a great time this show. I love doing this show more than I love doing anything else that I do of all the things that I do. So, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to continue to do it, continue to gain more people who like to listen to the show and want to tell people about the show. And remember,
please tell
people about the show. Let people hear what we do. I know we're a bunch of crazy sometimes, and I feel like, you know, we want to hear your opinions. We want to use your opinions because I'm that dude. I have no problem getting somebody on. We're trying to get people involved in the show as much as we can as well. So, as always, I have to say thank you again for listening to Microphone Masters Radio on DubCNN.com. And, of course, shout-outs to DubCNN.com. J Love, take us on out the dope.
Yeah, so I want real quick now, a peek behind the curtain, so to speak. Now, one of the things, Blaze Rock, he does some coaching. He does some coaching and some managing in terms of in sports.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing that now, too, with my son and his in a team that he's on. And so I must say that the joy that you get from kids, from the youth, when they're taking part in their, and they're having joy and just being involved in something and winning or just being successful in their own right and whatever it might be, the joy that you see on a young one's face is priceless. And I am proud to be able to share that type of connection with my boy Blaze Rock. So I'm looking forward to the next game that I have to coach for my son's team. So I'm excited about
that. You know, the only thing I still say sucks about being a coach, though, is when, you know, in the middle of the game, everybody's hype and you're trying not to be super hype or too hype because you still kind of have to be involved and know what's going on or whatever. And man, sometimes that right there will give you a heart attack alone because you be feeling like, come on, you got it. Oh, I got to chill. Let me get back in my coaching swag, but
yeah, I think I'm more I think I want to be like Phil Jackson,
but yeah.
I am more like, if I could think of a basketball coach that's just all
Bobby
I'm
Knight.
More, okay, yeah, I'm not Bobby Knight,
maybe not that far,
not that, but I'm more like with Van Gundy, not the Van Gundy,
yes, man, yeah, no, you're talking about the older,
he would be
yes.
all around and jumping and doing things and just trying to, that's me,
yeah, no, I'm with you.
I gotta try to stay in my shoes a little bit.
I think it's, yeah, you know what? It's funny because as a softball coach, softball, you know, it's funny. People get the impression that it's sort of, you know, chill and whatever. But I'm probably the hypest softball coach out around the way because I'm like, the whole time I'm shouting, I'm saying stuff, you know, I'm telling them get this, get that, do this, do that. You know, I'm trying to get in the other team's head. I'm trying to get in the coach's head. You know, and then, you know, then when everybody else is hype, I'm chill. You know, I'm just like, yeah, that's what it is, dog. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's fun, dude. It's a great thing. And I encourage anybody listening to the show, you know, get involved with the community. Get involved with the basketball programs and baseball programs and things like that with the youth. Because, you know, they need folks that are interested in helping them out and teaching them different things. And it keeps them out of stuff. And it also just gives them a better respect for our society as a whole. So I'm going to shut up for the rest of the show. We're going to get out of here, though.
Yes, so Microphone Masters on DubCNN Radio. dubcnn.com. So make sure you check us out next week. Until then, he's Blaze Rock. I'm Jay Love. Are you can
chill?